Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it, so far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap ride, that whole Benz slip, acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah. Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that fucking ride. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
Episode of Big Stats Idol Hour. This is gonna be an amazing episode today. Another two-parter for you. This is also gonna be parts of both of these episodes are also gonna be featured on not one, but two episodes on YouTube of my new YouTube series, We Be Beefing. And with this one, it's a little bit more complicated than your typical beef. Because usually a beef is between two artists. In this case, on the case of Lady Gaga versus Katy Perry, this beef is between the two groups of fan bases. Now, there have been some that are equally fans of both Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. Don't get me wrong, but there is a definite rivalry going on that the fans identify with, that they choose sides for various reasons, and that's what we're going to discuss. So this beef's really about Katy Perry's Katy Cats and Lady Gaga's Little Monsters. We're going to discuss a little bit more about that after that song, this next song, Anything Could Happen. This is the version performed by Fifth Harmony last year on The X Factor, which reminds me, Demi Lovato is also going to be guest starring in tonight's episode of Glee, which is what inspired me to do this two-part series. Tomorrow we'll weigh in with Glee fans. I'm going to go on the Glee message on the group, all the Glee boards, and recruit fans of Glee, or as they're commonly known, Gleeks, to weigh in. Are they a kitty cat or are they a little monster? And who would win in a beef? All right. Here it is. Fifth Harmony. Anything Could Happen.
Have you ever had a dream become a reality? Have you ever seen the impossible become possible? Well, now we know the truth.
Earlier, I was also mentioning guest stars for this upcoming episode of Glee, where they address the fans' beef between Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Oh, I was addressing guest stars. Another amazing guest star who's going to be on the show tonight is American Idol alumni Adam Lambert. So we got, so this show tonight should be really spectacular. We're going to have Demi Lovato on it. We're going to have Adam Lambert on it. And they're discussing the world between Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. What are you a fan of, though? I'd like to know. You can reach out to us online. Are you a Katy cat? Are you a little monster? Who are you more connected with? You can call in at any time and talk to you directly here on Big Stats Idle Hour. You can call in at 347-989-0718. And you can call that in if you're listening to us live. Once we go to podcast, all this is archived audio for you to hear for your listening pleasure. All right. So back to Adam Lambert. He's going to be on the show tonight. And he's actually going to be performing Lady Gaga's Marry the Night, which I think should be spectacular. Let's go back in time a little bit more to early Adam Lambert. Yeah, really get ourselves wrapped around this two-day event that we're doing before we dive into what we're trying to do. All right. So let's take it back to when he was on American Idol. Song that choice that we were going to be listening to is going to be announced in a minute. Yes, it will be announced in a minute. All right. The song we're going to be listening to is a cover Adam Lambert did when on American Idol by an artist who I auditioned for on American Idol. So this is several degrees. So this is 3 degrees of Adam Lambert between myself and Adam Lambert. And obviously invisible 4th degree being show American Idol. So this is how it works. Adam Lambert, audition for American Idol, contestant on American Idol, who performed the song Crying by Aerosmith, whose lead singer is Steven Tyler, who I auditioned for. And that's my link with Adam Lambert. Here's the song. In 3, 2, wait for it. All good things come to those who wait. And if you want to weigh in, besides for just calling in, you can hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter. On Facebook, search Big Stats Idleout. On Twitter, our handle is now remember to type this all in caps, Big Stats Radio. All right. I look forward to hearing your responses. If I do not address them on today's show, I will make sure to address them tomorrow. And now, here it is, Adam Lambert. Brian.
When I was so broken hearted, I wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables turned, couldn't leave their way to the party. That kind of love was a cheering guide. No one I was. Thank you.
That Was Crying by Adam Lambert, which gets me thinking of another few degrees of Adam Lambert. You know who else has got to be proud of tonight's episode? Simon Cowell. And that might seem random as hell, but think about it. Who has worked side by side with both of tonight's guest stars on Glee? One man. The only man that can come to mind is this, Simon Cowell. Because Adam Lambert auditioned for Simon Cowell when he was on American Idol. And he made it onto the show and was getting advice from Simon Cowell via him being a judge at the time on American Idol. Now, tonight, we also get a double dose of Demi Lovato. And why is it, you might ask? It's because Demi also works with Simon Cowell, sitting on his judging panel at the X Factor. So there you go. That's how both Adam Lambert and Demi Lovato are pre-connected to one another prior to even being on set with one another on Glee for this spectacular Lady Gaga versus Katy Perry event. All right. Now to the main subject at hand. Lady Gaga versus Katy Perry. All right. Let's talk first pre-fame what they were doing musically. See who wins this round. Pre-fame, Lady Gaga was in a band known as the Stephanie Jeremiah Band. And they were doing their thing around clubs and really getting a big buzz for themselves. You might think that, I hadn't heard too much about what Katy Perry was doing before this. That's because during this time, Katy Perry was already an established recording artist. The thing is, Katy Perry at the time was a gospel singer who went by the name of Katie Hudson. So, I would say the point for this round will go to Katy Perry. All right, so since Katy Perry won, let's play her debut song, I Kissed a Girl, which is going to lead us to the next thing we're talking about. Here it is, Katy Perry with I Kissed a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Katy Perry kissed a girl and she liked it. But who is the bigger advocate for bisexuality? Let's see. Let's start with Lady Gaga. She wrote Poker Face about and said that it's about deception, that trying to pretend at one point in time that she's into a certain guy, when it really at that point in time she's into this certain girl. Now, if it was just that alone, I would have given it to Katy Perry. But Lady Gaga has also gone on LGBT press conferences, spoken about this in front of the White House, and in an award show, even has been quoted in saying, "This is for God and gays." All right, so on this one, I think we got to give it to Lady Gaga. So let's hear some Lady Gaga. All right. Now, we're going to hear a song by Lady Gaga this time that features an unlikely pairing. As we all know, and I'll get to this in a few, Lady Gaga's about the theatrics and the shock and putting on an act in a way that you wouldn't necessarily expect. With her, with Lady Gaga, it's always been expect the unexpected. We all know that. But no one could have ever guessed that on the remix for Love Game, another song that discusses bisexuality, that she would get pop superstar Marilyn Manson to be her feature artist. That's right, you heard me correctly. A Love Game, an official Love Game, we are going to play an official remix of Love Game that features Marilyn Manson. That's correct. Marilyn Manson is getting in the mix. So I would take yes. Marilyn Manson is probably a little monster somewhere. Interesting. Let's hear this song.
I'm a little bit of a
Lady Gaga's Love Game. And that was a sample of Lady Gaga at the Grammys. Alright. Since that popped up, let's prolong the theatrics on acting jobs and go to awards. On this one, let's just give it by singles. It's got to go to Katy Perry for most singles on an album. Here it is, Katy Perry, and here's a mega mix.
Greetings, loved one. Let's take a chance.
Thank you.
mega mix. But, and this one, this next one, let's go for Katy Perry tied with an icon, Michael Jackson, who has more iconic similarities to an established music icon. Well, Katy Perry, and I give her credit for this because she's making a name for herself simply on just being Katy Perry. Yeah, she does the acting. She's done some acting, which we'll get into later. But Katy Perry simply is being Katy Perry. But by Lady Gaga, simply being Lady Gaga, she has been compared on numerous occasions to another female pop icon, superstar, the legendary Madonna. And if you believe certain researchers, they even say that Lady Gaga and Madonna are distant relatives. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just reporting what certain researchers have said. But on this one, if we're really asking about icon emulation, I gotta give it to Lady Gaga. I'm gonna play something though this time. So, one of her most memorable videos she did where a lot of people felt she was emulating Madonna a lot in was her song Alejandro. Here's a remix for the song Alejandro.
I'm not going to do that.
that was Lady Gaga with Alejandro. Before we had mentioned acting chops. All right. So, outside of the world of music, who's a better actress? In regards to movies. Well, let's look at at what they have on tap. Who has more movies out? Well, Lady Gaga is currently in the new Machete Kills movie. Katy Perry not only did her own documentary movie, which doesn't really show off necessarily acting because it's her being her, but was also in the Smurfs movie franchise, playing the role of Smurfette. Voiceover work. So, I would give it to Katy Perry on this one, but I think Lady Gaga deserves a little extra credit, and I'll explain why. Lady Gaga came to a VMA in the role of a character, and throughout and in the entire show, she stuck with that character, where Lady Gaga debuted to us her male alter ego, Joe Calderon. She performed as Joe Calderon. She did an opening monologue as Joe Calderon. She introduced Britney Spears as Joe Calderon. She was there the whole show as Joe Calderon. Quite impressive. I think that's worth the credit of an entire movie as well. Bringing this one to a draw. So, what song do we play? Well, during draws, I'm going to give you random trivia about myself and play a song relating to it. And this is what it is. When I first started working with my partner in my music group, the MSFP crew, I picked her out because she reminded me a lot of an artist by the name of Lady Sovereign. At the time, she had a very electro hip hop sound, and that's the type of music she was doing. So, rather than play an MSFP crew song right now, I'm going to play a song that I relate to Skippa with when she first started in her sound and style. It's Lady Sovereign with Love Me or Hate Me.
Yeah.
And tell you who won for today on tomorrow's episode, as well as give a full review on tomorrow's episode, on tonight's episode of Glee on tomorrow's show. As you know, tonight's episode of Glee, they're discussing the rivalry between Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Alright. So, if you're feeling what we're feeling, you want to listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, go to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. You can listen to past and present episodes of the show, as well as listen to music by my group, the MSFP Crew, music that I've produced, find out all about the various projects I'm involved in with. Definitely take it the time to look throughout the entire site. We're actually going to be updating this site even later tonight to discuss about the MSFP, label and the MSFP studio and what they're about. So keep looking tonight at that. Tomorrow it'll be fully online even. We have that amazing new merchandise store where you can get merchandise for the MSFP crew, for myself, and for Big Stats Idle Hour. The other thing that's on there that means a lot to me is a donation button for my foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. Make sure to look into your hearts and donate. Alright. I want to thank you guys for listening today. And we'll hear more from you guys next time on day two of this Lady Gaga Perry Weeby Beaton, which I will edit down the audio together with a photo in iMovie to put up for YouTube as an episode of Weeby Beaton. Alright. See you guys back here tomorrow. Peace.